long time. And so we want to just say thank you for that. That's part of our desire today to minister to you just by encouraging you to see how your investment has been translated into changed lives over the years. We really appreciate it. I should have been able to remember when Pastor came to BBC. It was actually the year that Jackie and I were married. And I had kind of a roundabout way in coming to BBC. I graduated back in 1969, actually, from college the first time. I'd worked for a few years. And the Lord got a hold of my heart. And I was working in Marine Midland Bank in Binghamton, New York, and just sensed that I really wanted to find God's will. And I decided I would find God's will and God's word. And so I decided I just wanted to invest a year in Bible study and just kind of let the Lord do whatever with my life that he wanted. And that was kind of the attitude that I went to Bible college with. And lo and behold, the Lord gave me a desire to be involved in local church ministry and gave me a wife at the same time, as he did you, Pastor. So there's a lot of blessings and obedience to the Lord, and so we're delighted to be here today. We live in Easton, Pennsylvania, and I serve as a Northeast Church representative for Shepherds, and there's many churches in the Northeast that support Shepherds, and so my role is to just encourage those churches and generate new support for Shepherds. It's always a challenge to meet the financial needs of Shepherds. And while we live in Easton, provides a lot of roads come together in the Lehigh Valley. And so it gives us access to Virginia and New York and Maine and all the states up there in the Northeast. So it was a delight to be able to just travel 45 minutes and be here today. That was really nice. His name was Timmy. Timmy's about 10 years old, and he walked out of the doctor's office with brand new black glasses. That's the in thing now, isn't it? These real black glasses, you see them on the movie stars and stuff. And Timmy, when he got those glasses and walked out of the doctor's office, he thought he had entered the world of glasses wearers and maybe things would be different. He ran home, looked in the mirror in his bedroom, and quoted a line from one of his favorite stories. He said, "Now I'm a real boy." Remember the story? Pinocchio, that's right. Timmy was a young man with Down syndrome. He was in the public school system. And I have a hunch that Timmy was hoping that this would change things, because he knew some pretty smart kids that were glasses wearers, kids that were well accepted in class. And maybe somehow this would mean that Timmy wouldn't be the last one chosen in kickball. Or maybe he would have some more friends, or maybe the kids would not pick on him quite as much. Timmy represents a minority, the minority of the mentally disabled. And today we want to focus on that minority. And you know, the minority that we're talking about, it's not African, it's not Asian, it's not Hispanic, it's not Native American. It's interesting that this minority is uniquely open-ended. Some qualify at birth. Some qualify through circumstances in their life. Maybe they've had an accident, have become mentally disabled. And it's unique that this minority of the mentally disabled is open-ended, in that you and I could join it at any time. Wasn't it Joe Biden's son that I just heard had a stroke? Now, he has recovered very well, but he could have entered that world of the mentally disabled in a moment last week. And you and I, through a fall on the sidewalk or a car accident, could enter that world in a moment. If you took all of the people with mental disabilities, like those we have at Shepherd's, and put them all in one place, it would represent 3% of the world's population. It would be the third largest country in the world. It would be the least educated and the least evangelized. Talk about a mission group to a people that need Christ, and 80% It is said 80% of individuals with mental disabilities are capable of understanding the gospel. Who is telling them in a way that they can understand and in a way that they can be taught and grow and discipled and be all they can be? Now, I think the question before us today is, how would the Lord have us respond to this particular people group? And I think it would be pleasing to the Lord if, number one, we would introduce them to a compassionate Christ, and secondly, help them be all they can be as designed by God. And that's what Shepherds has been in the business of doing for this last 50 years. Introduce individuals to Christ, help them be all they can be as designed by God, and recognize that they are people, just like you and I, designed with dignity, in their case, designed with disability, designed on purpose and for purpose. And as you watch the video of Shepherds, I trust that it'll be an encouragement to you to see how your investment of this church has multiplied over and over these past 50 years. So, Eric, let's go ahead and